الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we completed Ramadan and we did that with khair, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with some of the most beautiful qiraat that I have ever heard. I was telling somebody that in all my years, Allah gave me the opportunity to pray in many masajid, in many countries. But the way I enjoyed Taraweeh this year, subhanAllah. And may Allah bless our dear brother and Imam, Qari Abdullah Al-Khalti, for this beautiful recitation. And it's not only the tune, there are many people with melodious voices. It's not the tune, it's where it comes from the heart. You can see when the man is reciting that he's feeling what he's reciting. It is as if the nuzul is happening on his heart at this time. SubhanAllah, ajeeb. So may Allah bless all of you also that you all came, and may Allah accept this from us, inshallah. The key point I want to make is, if you think about this and say that in the deen, in Islam, what is important? If you look around us, most of us who are interested in religion, we are focused on acquiring information, right? I must study this kitab, I must make hifz of the Quran. Many people come to me and say, Sheikh, please make dua for my son or my daughter that they should become hafiz. Alhamdulillah. No problem, good intention, make hafiz. Then what? After that what? One brother wrote to me from somewhere. He said to me, I want to start an Islamic studies course and join in the university and study this, and I want to specialize in usul of fiqh. But I don't have a computer. I do not have a laptop. So I told him, Alhamdulillah, then you are like Imam Nawawi and Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i. They did not have laptops, right? But the prodigious amount of work that they created. And Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi lived for, he died in his 40s, right? Very young age. He didn't even marry. But his focus on the religion and what he is one of the greatest of the Shafi'i ulama. And Arba'in Nawawiyah, we know this kitab, the 40 hadiths of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. The amount of books he wrote, the influence he had on Islam, you can't find something like that. It's very, very difficult to find somebody who did what he did. And I can give you many examples. My point here is, what am I talking about? I'm not talking about acquiring information. I'm talking about applying that information. Action. Because at the end of the day, even if you look at the Quran, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said Iman, He has joined it with what? Amal Salih. Right? Iman and Amal Salih. Now, this is something that we should focus on. As I told you, many people come and say, please make dua that I should become Hafiz Quran, my daughter should become Hafiz Quran. I have yet to see in all my years somebody who comes to me and says, tell me, how can I apply the Quran in my life? People will come and ask you masail about salah. Is it okay to raise your hand after every takbir? Or is it, should we raise only like the Hanaf, only one takbir tahrimah. After that, they don't raise the hand. But to Shafi'i and others, we raise our hands after every takbir. No, is this correct or that correct? When I'm in tashahud, should I keep my finger up like this only one time, or only move it, or should I move it? Nothing wrong. I'm not saying don't ask for a masala. No problem. You have a doubt of masala, ask for it. But have you ever, at least to me, how many people come and ask you, I do not have khushu in my salah. I know all the masail of salah. I can write a book on salah, no problem. But in my salah, there is no khushu. I do not connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salah, even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did he say about salah? In Hadith Jibreel, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Jibreel asked him what? He said, "O mal ihsan ya Rasulullah, what is ihsan? What did he say? Antabudallaha ka'annaka tara. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing him. I'm standing here, Allah is in front of me. And he said, wa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. You cannot see him, but know that he is seeing you. Actually, if you think about that, that he is seeing you is an even bigger, you know, force. And you know, the other day, we were in Etikaf here. And I was leading Salah, I think it was Asar, or Asar or something. There was a young man who came and he was just standing here, just at the, you were here, right? So he was standing here. So I thought this man, maybe he came to pray, but he didn't pray, he was standing there. So I was leading Salah, he is a man who is not praying. I said, excuse me, are you going to join us for Salah? He said, no. I only came to watch, I'm only watching. You know, subhanAllah, my hands and feet became cold. He is watching. And as I was praying, throughout my thought was, he is watching. Here is a non-Muslim, he was not a Muslim guy. He's a non-Muslim guy, he is watching us pray, he is watching. And I'm thinking to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu is watching. Do I have that awareness? One man who's standing here is saying, some man, random creature, who cares what he likes, he doesn't like, he, you know. But we care. We say, no, but somebody's watching. How do I pray? But Allah is watching. So the action of this, we know Salah is fard, we come, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you, we come and we pray by Jama'ah. We pray because also we ask Allah for the thawab of this, so we ask Allah for reward, alhamdulillah, I pray Salatul Isha by Jama'ah, I get the reward for half the night of worship. I come for Salatul Fajr, whole night, whole, alhamdulillah, all of this good. I'm not against it. But I'm saying, what is the maqsad of the Salah? For what? If somebody asks you, why should I pray? What do you tell him? You pray to connect with Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. That is the answer. Sawab, everything is bonus. You also get sawab, you also get this one. Why are you praying? You pray to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And if I am praying and I am not connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then may Allah forgive me. The maqsad of my salah is not achieved. Inshallah, my salah is counted. Allah will not give me azab for this salah. He will not punish me. This is the mercy of Allah. But I am saying, my point is, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are reciting his kalam Jalla Jalaluhu. And we do not connect with him. How sad it is. I'm not talking about punishment. I'm saying how sad it is that we, as Muslims, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know his Nabi alayhi salam, we know the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing happens to us. Nothing happens to us. When we finish salah, same, heart is filled with fear, heart is filled with stress. We are worried about this, my business, my this, my that, my politics, this COVID, this, that, I will die. You will die anyway. Who told you will not die? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most intelligent person is who? The one who remembers his death most often. I'm not saying don't take precautions. Of course, take precautions. But if the mind is only focused on this, COVID, and we are watching this COVID scores, the whole day. Similarly, looking at conditions in the world, this is happening, that is happening, this one gets elected, what happens, this one loses the election, what happens, constantly fikr, and we are standing here with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not once, five times a day, I am standing before my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and your iman and my iman is, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing will happen except what Allah wants. Nothing. Neither good nor bad. This is our iman. But is this iman in my life? If you look at my life, can you see this iman in my life? And if you cannot see the iman in my life, then you have to ask me a question. How is this? You are saying La ilaha illallah. You are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are praying five times a day. You are worried. You are living in fear. How is it possible? La yastavi al-zil
والهرور لا يستوي الحي والميت. Allah said they're not the same. The shade, the darkness and light. They're not the same. The dead and the alive. So how is it ghafla and zikr together? How is it possible? So if somebody is saying in salah, I do not have khushu, what is he saying? He's saying in my zikr, because salah is zikr, in the zikr I have ghafla. Is it possible? This is, in English we say these are existential impossibilities. I cannot be hungry and full at the same time. I cannot be thirsty and full at the same time. Right? Those two cannot, the darkness and light cannot exist together. If there is light, there is no darkness. And if there is darkness, what does it mean? It means there is no light. But here we are saying in salah, I am in zikr, but I am ghafil. I am somewhere else. So how are you in zikr then? So I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, think about the amal. By all means, get knowledge, get more knowledge, no problem. Get more information, memorize Quran, everything, no problem. But remember, the purpose of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam is to apply it. The Quran did not come for us to make hifz. The Quran did not come for us to recite. The Quran did not come for us to, write in beautiful calligraphy, make these fantastic, beautiful kitabs. No. It came for us to apply in our lives. There were many sahaba who were not hufaz. Many of them. They were not hafiz Quran. There were many sahaba whose recitation was not the best. There were some who were very, very, very good. Abdullah Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and others. But not everybody. But every single one of them was like a pillar, like a foundation of the deen, of tawheed, of the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of tawakkul. Every one of them. So I remind myself and you, by all means, seek more knowledge, no problem, nothing wrong. But focus on the amal. I learn something today, do I practice it or not? Like we said, Salatul Isha by Jama'ah is equal to half the night of worship. The practice of that is what? It means that every single night I must pray Salatul Isha by Jama'ah. I'm not saying pray in this masjid, pray anywhere. But pray Salatul Isha by Jama'ah. This must be usul for you. And from now onward, though, I will never leave my Salatul Isha by Jama'ah. Same thing with Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. I'm going to pray Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. Wherever, any masjid, but pray. If there is no masjid, pray at home with your own family, pray by Jama'ah, not alone. Right? Now that is the application of Jama'ah. So all that you know, supposing you say, I only know one thing, this thing. Think about it. Supposing there is a man who says, I only know this one thing. Pray Salatul Isha by Jama'ah and pray Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. I only know these two things. That's it. Remember, on the Day of Judgment, that man or that woman will have the entire night of worship in their record for their whole life. And on the other hand, if there is somebody who is a great sheikh and a great mufti and a great this and a great that, and he is not praying Salatul Isha and Fajr by Jama'ah, he's got nothing. Whereas the kitab which he has memorized will become the hujjat against him. He will be asked, you know, but you did not apply. Who is better? So by all means, we gain knowledge, nothing wrong, but let us focus on the application of this knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to help us to do this and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.